Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLK HD.
I tell you right now, this has got to stop. I have too many of them. I'm going crazy. I got to settle down. And I know other people deal with these issues as well. So I will explain. Good morning to you. What are you doing right now? Maybe you're already lined up for a spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, gosh.
What is
chicken sandwich?
What is it?
Guy died yesterday over a chicken sandwich.
I know.
I'm like, come on. Is it that serious?
Crazy.
Antoine, you've had it. So is it that delicious that you would risk your life?
It's nowhere close to that delicious. Okay. I've had food in my life. I don't think I've ever eaten anything where I'm like, I wouldn't stab somebody.
Right. I've had a couple of really good meals. I don't know.
But no, the Popeye's chicken sandwich is not worth all the emotion that it seemed to have brought out of people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. It's insane that somebody got stabbed over that stupid sandwich.
Stabbed and died. Like, it wasn't even, you know, it was a guy that was really wanting that chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh. You talk about people waiting in the highway line for an hour or 2 hours. I'm thinking, when I do fast food, and this is any place, I don't care. If I think, you know what, maybe I'll get fast food. If there are four cars in the drive-thru, I'm out. I'm done.
No.
I'm cool.
No.
I'm going to get something else.
See you later.
Defeats the purpose. Uh-huh. I might as well go to a restaurant and sit down.
Right.
I know.
And order it.
I don't want long food. I don't want slow food.
No, thank you.
Fast. But I don't have too many spicy chicken sandwiches. Because I would be selling them on, Facebook yard sale page?
That's, I know.
Yeah. The marketplace?
Mm-hmm. That's where I'd be putting them right now. But too many. And you know, sometimes you just, I don't know what it is, you get caught up in a buying frenzy of certain things. And mine happens to be food related and grocery related, but it doesn't have to be. It can be shoes. It can be, you know, anything really. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if it's just because I'm like caught up in the season and fall and whatever, but I got too many apples in the house. Too many apples.
Apples.
Too many apples.
You're the only one with a lot of apples.
Apples. I know.
Johnny Appleseed?
I guess. I don't know.
What are you doing?
Why do you have so many apples?
Are you baking pies?
No, I'm not baking pies. I buy them because the kids eat apples, but I think what's happening is I'm losing track of how many apples we have in the house.
Oh.
And then the temptation, because it is apple season.
Yes.
So the apples are better right now. Mm-hmm. So if you end up at, say, a farmer's market here or a roadside stand there, you think, well, I should get a couple apples. I mean, these apples look good. And then I'm forgetting that I still had a couple apples. And then I'm assuming that the kids are eating the apples and maybe they're not. And so I was getting some stuff out of the crisper drawer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've got like bag with apples in it. What is this bag? This bag has apples in it, too. But this bag has apples. I think I have about a dozen apples just sitting there.
Oh, shoot.
I know.
Zach's apple jam.
Oh,
is that what you're going to make?
I'm going to make spicy chicken sandwiches.
With apples?
Yes, I'm going to craft them out of apples. I'm going to make it look like one, and then I'm going to con people on eBay or Craigslist or whatever, and I'm going to sell them for
$10. You have a line at your house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and no stabbings. That's what I'm hoping for. But sometimes if you have too many of a certain thing, you know, what is it, and why did you end up with it? I think there was a time where there was, it was sort of when digital coupons were starting, the stores hadn't quite figured them out yet, and so you could take paper coupons and kind of pile them on top of the digital coupons, which you weren't really supposed to do. And there was a shampoo that I would buy, and it was on closeout, and there were about 6 or 7 of them that were all a dollar, and I had all these coupons for like $2 for each one. So I made $10 to buy all these shampoos, but then I had 10 bottles of shampoo
that was going to take you a while to use.
Well, and you know, to be fair, fast forward, I've used them all, so I'd like to point that out.
You didn't waste,
but I had too many shampoos. I don't know what to do with. I get caught. Sometimes I look like, oh my god, I got 13 toothpaste. All right, no more toothpaste. Yeah. What's going on? What's up with you? 5235. 5-3, last thing, you got too much of something. I have too much shoes for the longest time. Now, I believe I need new shoes.
Okay, you calm down, and now you actually need them.
Right, not that I want new shoes.
I need new shoes.
Probably for the first time in 15 years, I need new shoes. What's coming up in the Diamond of the Day?
Okay, well, she quit her job to do what?
All right.
People are making lots of money doing it.
So this is some sort of unusual side hustle or something?
Yeah. She's making enough now where she's made it a full-time job.
Is it anything that any of us have any hope of doing?
We could.
Okay, but the look on Monica's face says we're going to have to do some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to the gym a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know about that. All right, so we have that. That is next. We have your share of $10,000 kicking off today at 8 o'clock here on the third. Hey! The side hustle that turned into a main hustle. Can we figure out how to do this hustle?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Her name is Sharna. Sharna Rowley. And yeah, and she had a very professional job working in the office, and she one day said, you know, this job is not for me. This is not my thing. My thing is food.
Ooh, okay. My thing is food.
You love food, right?
Uh-oh, yes. Here we go.
I'm Sharna. But, yeah, it's my middle name.
I'm Sharna.
Yeah. Are you Sharna? Because Sharna decided to take her camera phone, take her iPhone, put it on a tripod, set it up for YouTube so people can watch her eat. Now she's eating takeout food, and when she eats takeout food, she's eating between 5,000 to 10,000 calories in one sitting.
Ooh,
how much takeout food is she eating?
40,000 people log on every time to watch her eat.
So is she eating these giant meals? Is
giant
that what she's
meals
doing?
Meals of McDonald's. She eats. What else? She said pizza. It doesn't matter if it's Chinese food. It's various.
And people are just sitting there watching her eat.
People watch her eat. And I know people watch because I have logged into one of those videos before. And I watch people eat crab meat. I like when they take a big crab leg and break it and all the meat comes out. And they dip it in some butter and sauce.
What about if they suck on the shell?
There's a guy that I watch and the way he eats it just makes me so hungry.
I will say, well, maybe this is the case with Sharna. You are allergic to shellfish.
Yes.
So you're probably living vicariously through the person you're watching.
Am.
So maybe everybody else is eating healthy and eating on a diet.
And so they want to live through these other people.
I have a Snapchat group that I follow that it's all about food and people eating food.
So let me ask the question, the elephant in the room.
Thank you.
She's hot in the room. She's hot, right?
She's hot in the room.
She's hot. She's hot in the room, too. She's very cute.
Yeah, of course. That's what it is. I mean, if
but
you're...
But she's eating five...
Well, yeah, then you got to go to the gym, I guess.
Lot.
If you are a very attractive lady, the world of Instagram is it's your oyster. If you want to eat oysters, go ahead. It's so difficult as an average-looking, average-height white dude to pull off Instagram. You just with what? What does anyone want to watch me do?
Oh, there's the guy that I watch. He doesn't
Good
really.
God, the size of this quesadilla that she's eating.
Yes.
So is she someone who she just has this really crazy appetite and she's able to eat all these things?
No, it's just she just started eating.
All right.
People like to watch.
Because there's some of the competitive eaters, the female competitive eaters, they're little. They're 100.
She's little.
They're 100 pounds, but they can eat all
but
of this
no,
food
but,
for whatever reason.
The people
reason.
That I have watched on YouTube, they're not, it's not because they can eat so much food. It's just because people like to watch how they eat.
Does she eat it special?
What they eat.
Is there a special way she eats?
I just watched a video of her at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
She just takes regular bites.
I go to Taco Bell. Nobody wants to watch me eat Taco Bell.
And she
Bell.
Mentions how people are into, like, you know, food in your teeth and, you know, sauce runs down your mouth. And it is kind of true. Like, it's like, because that's how you really eat. Like, the guy that eats the lobster and the crab, I'm like, I mean, you slurp them. Oh, it's so delicious.
Man, see,
it's so good.
My life stinks. Nobody wants to watch me eat. No one will buy my used underwear. It's such a ripoff. My life is worthless.
But have we tried?
Have
we tried just eating?
We haven't tried it.
No, we haven't, but I just don't think anybody wants to watch me eat.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
You got
to
do
eat.
It.
Yes. Eat and we'll put a camera in front of
you. I'm going to brand it as the guy you don't want to watch eat. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call it nobody wants to watch me eat.
And then somebody will watch you eat.
And then somebody will almost on a dare. Okay.
Why does nobody want to watch him? I need to figure it out.
Yeah. What is it about this guy? Okay. There it is. I mean, if that takes off, so help us all. I mean, just freak out.
It worked for
sure. Right. And then they'll be in there going, hey, I heard something about buying underwear. I'm like, what is going on? Well, good for her. Man, that's amazing. The world is great sometimes. It is ridiculous, some of the things you can do. It is ridiculous, some of the feelings people had yesterday when we declared the four most overrated movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's still dark out. But as far as I can tell, there's nobody outside picketing.
I'm nervous.
Yet. Because that may actually happen. They're going to have their brooms.
That's
they're
gonna what
be,
it is.
I'll be riding their brooms. What were the four movies? What were some of the comments? I'm reading some of the Facebook ones right now. That is next on The Thang. Emotions were running high yesterday. Fiery emotions.
They were angry.
Yeah, the list got people talking, which is, you know, it's kind of the point.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a tough list to make. But it had to be made.
It had to be. Somebody had to step out there and make this list.
Yeah. And say, look, some movies, no matter how popular or beloved, They're overrated.
They're just meh.
Yeah, face it. You have to face facts. And we came up with a Mount Rushmore of overrated movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we declared Titanic.
Yep.
Forrest Gump.
Yep.
Harry Potter. All of them. And Star Wars. All of them.
Yeah, yep. Star Wars.
Star Wars, if you hear that one and it hurts your feelings, don't sit there and say, well, Zach only means, you know, Star Wars 1 through 3, the ones no one liked. Nope, all of them.
And when people start talking about the order, you got to watch number 7, then 5, and 2. I don't care. They're all just the same.
Monica really.
She goes, they're all the same.
I believe, I tell you what, Antoine, if Monica ran Rotten Tomatoes,
Oh God!
Every movie would have a 0.
Except for like the real crappy movies.
Human Centipede would have 100. It would just be called Rotten. Actually, there already is a website called that.
So.
Yes. Monica loves that website, too.
Oh, don't go there.
No, don't go there. Oh, yeah, yeah. So comments and texts and feelings and everything. Star Wars. And somebody said, well, wow. Zach only means the newer Star Wars. No, I mean all of them. I think they are all overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said in all caps, how dare you say Star Wars is overrated? It's a big part of society. Which I don't deny. I still think it's overrated. They're fine.
While I don't love the movies, I've seen them. Oh,
I like them.
I just can't believe you put that on the list.
Yeah.
I like watching them with my kid. I look forward to seeing the last one. It's going to be fine. It isn't going to be the greatest movie in the history of movies. That's that. Forrest Gump.
Yes,
courtesy
get it
of
out
Antoine.
Here. It's crap.
Who Antoine is wrong about Forrest Gump. You should force feed him candy corn for that.
That was mean.
Well, Forrest Gump was fine in the moment, but now I think it's kind of dated. I would rather watch Hot Tub Time Machine. I'm just saying.
There are so many things I'd rather watch than Forrest Gump.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything.
I'd rather watch every other movie on this Mount Rushmore before Forrest Gump.
Wow, that's your OG. That's the one you dislike more than any other.
That's my least favorite movie, yeah.
So text 52353. Lots of people were weighing in. Facebook, they were on fire as well.
Yeah. One person said, Harry Potter and Star Wars are institutions, and you best remember that.
I do remember that.
I remember that. I'm aware.
And then
they go on, somebody goes on to say that they could tell that we haven't read the books, and that's how they ended up on Mount Rushmore. If I have to read the books to enjoy the movie,
and it's,
the movie's crap. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it deserves to be on the mountain.
Oh, you got to read the book to understand what you missed. No, the movie's crap, because that part should have been in the movie.
Yeah.
You know what? When someone says they don't like this show, I don't say, well, okay, look, you have to read the book first. If you read the book about today's show,
you enjoy it.
Yeah,
you really enjoy
you'll
it.
Have
you
a much better
it.
Appreciation. Yes. Yeah, it's 1,000 pages every
no,
single
you.
Morning. Yeah, and you know what? There was a fair argument, I believe, to replace Harry Potter with the Twilight series.
Which I would be on board with if we decided to do that.
I believe I'm on board with it, too, but this way just makes everyone madder. So
yes.
I like leaving it. We're going to have a resolution that you're not happy with. So top 4 overrated movies of all time. Titanic, Forrest Gump, Star Wars, Harry Potter. Honorable mentions to Twilight and the Avatar series.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there's not a series. Avatar. There's still only one of them. 52353 if you want to weigh in. White sauce. People go to Mexican restaurants around here. Gotta have the white sauce.
David, you go to Hibachi Grill.
Yeah, the yum yum.
The yum yum.
The yum yum. The white, all that stuff. It's actually a fascinating history, and I had no idea that if you go just about anywhere else, they ain't no white sauce.
Mm.
Why? And what is in it?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, what is inside the white sauce? I'll explain next.
More thing next on K92.
For many, it is the delicious mystery of the white sauce.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
What is this sauce?
People love it.
Where does it come from? Why are people so crazy about it? White sauce. I almost need like a nickel. White sauce. White sauce. I had no idea. There was some article I just stumbled across it on the internet yesterday. You have any idea that the white sauce is a Virginia thing and nowhere else?
I didn't know.
I didn't either. I mean, you figure, okay, well, you know, we have it here and it's popular, but it comes from the Jalisco region of Mexico. I can tell you right now, it comes from nowhere in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
No one in Mexico is aware of the white sauce. It's being dumped all over their food.
What's in the white sauce?
What is in the white sauce? Friends, I have the answer right here in my hand. White sauce was basically invented in Virginia Beach, or Salsa Blanca, And I guess the yum yum sauce would probably be its cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cousin from, you know, it's brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I mean, there are quotes in here that say, if we walk into a Mexican restaurant and they don't serve white sauce, we turn around and leave. That's the way it's become an institution around here. So every Mexican restaurant full of people from Mexico who have never heard of this thing have been forced to figure out how to make it.
How to make something.
Okay. Yeah.
What is in the white sauce? Well, it all started in the 1970s in Norfolk at a restaurant called El Toro.
Okay.
Which, and this is hard to believe, and this is how far food has come in like the last 30 and 40 years. El Toro was the only Mexican restaurant in all of Virginia Beach.
Oh, wow.
One. That was it. And it was wildly popular. I think I can get rid of the mystery here. And it became famous for its white sauce, which started out as it was a salad dressing. You could put it on your salad. Okay. It was just one of their dressings. But all of a sudden, people started thinking to themselves, I could dip a chip in this. Let me go ahead and, you know what? I could dip more chips in this. And they realized people were just using it on their chips.
Yep.
No one was using it on a salad anymore. What do you believe is in the white sauce? Because I have the ingredients here.
Some kind of cheese and pepper and...
No ranch?
No ranch.
Not even like a sprinkle of ranch?
Oh, gosh. No
ranch.
There
is no cheese. Sorry. There is no ranch in there either.
No mayo?
There is no mayo in there.
Some kind of sour cream or cream cheese.
What's making it white?
It's not sour cream. It's not cream cheese. You were warmer with mayonnaise, which is a horrible sentence to say.
Oh, yeah. Warm mayonnaise.
What is who's mayonnaise's bad news cousin?
Horseradish.
No.
I don't know. What is it?
No. Mayonnaise's naughty little cousin. The one you don't even understand. Why so tangy with this situation right here?
Ooh, I have no clue.
Miracle Whip, people.
Oh.
It's Miracle Whip. You are dipping your tortilla chips in Miracle Whip. Plain old Miracle Whip mixed with milk, cumin, oregano, and crushed red peppers. That, my friends, is your yum yum.
No, thank you.
How about it?
Happy Taco Tuesday.
I don't have it anyway because it looks too much like mayonnaise and ranch, so I never tried it anyway.
Well, you can at least feel good that it's not mayonnaise. It's just mayonnaise with more tang to it. That's it. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You make that for your next party.
Yeah. And that's all it is essentially just a mixture of milk and, quote, plain salad dressing or Miracle Whip and then seasonings and whatever. And they used to have giant jugs of it. The sauce would have to sit for 48 hours because it wasn't the right level of spice if you tried to eat it right away.
I don't like hearing it has to sit for
You don't like that?
It has to sit for days.
Lots of food's got to sit.
I know, but every time you say it, it's like,
I got eggnog sitting in my fridge that we can't have till Christmas.
But can you imagine mayonnaise or Miracle Whip just sitting out?
Mine's eggs.
Something about that Miracle Whip.
I can't imagine Miracle Whip. And Miracle Whip, who cares if Miracle Whip sits out? When you buy it at the store, it's not in the fridge, is it?
Oh, that's true.
It's just
it with
sitting
milk.
Yep. So it is just here.
Okay.
We are the leaders of the white sauce. And really, if you go nowhere else, at some parts of North Carolina, that's it. Everywhere else, no one has heard of the white sauce at all. So your mystery has been solved. Hot potato is next for Ariana Grande tickets. Then, do you see the kid that got busted for his side hustle?
No.
Oh, he's just making money off of donuts. Krispy Kreme got mad. We'll explain. That's on the way in the trending. And a brand new anger diary. Wait. What? That's what it's called. 7:10 here on the K92 Morning Thing. The fiery opinions continue about the most overrated movies of all time. Antoine very much dislikes Forrest Gump.
I think it's terrible.
Text 52353, Forrest Gump, I don't even know you anymore. Shame. Somebody else says, Antoine, the movie walks you through history, even if Forrest is an idiot. Their words, not mine.
I took history in high school. I know all those facts.
I mean, that's like arguing that that Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire song. Well, you know, it's history. Well, so what? It's a goofy song. It don't matter. And this person says, oh, and the music. Oh, my God, I'm going to beat you with a vinyl.
Wow.
Is the music that good?
Oh, I don't really remember.
Is
that the music?
It ain't bad. It's good.
I need to really watch it, you know?
No, I'm not sure you do.
Please don't waste your time.
Forrest Gump is one of those movies, and there are plenty of movies you encounter in your life where you really enjoy them at the time, and then you go back and you try to watch them later, and they just don't stand up to a second viewing. They're very dated as far as their references. I would argue the first Deadpool, You watch it now, it's not as good. It's not as good as when you watched it.
I watched it the other day, and I was still dying laughing.
Okay.
There's just a lot of pop culture references that as years go by, they become less and less relevant to people.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of those movies where you might still enjoy it, but I think some movies you watch, you enjoy them a little bit more every time.
Yeah.
Other movies you watch, you enjoy them a little bit less every single time.
And just because the movie or parts of the movie becomes a staple, so whether it's memes or quotes from the movie, it does not make it a good movie. We all know the lyrics to Who Let the Dogs Out, but that does not make it a good song.
Yes.
You know how to do the Macarena. That does not make it a good song.
He hates Forrest.
I'm about to pass around the collection plate. I'm preaching to y'all today.
He hates anybody named Forrest.
I know.
He doesn't like anyone who likes to run. I mean, this is how...
Forrest Gump is so stupid because it was in middle school where a friend, I know his name is John now, but I didn't know his name. And someone said, run, Forrest. I'm like, Forrest! And it was so... I hadn't watched the movie. I didn't know the reference. He was like, run, Forrest. He was running.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, so Forrest, nice to meet you.
Wow.
It's John.
My name is John. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Watch the movie.
Text 52353. I do agree. This one's probably an honorable mention. I believe Lord of the Rings is incredibly overrated, too. It's too long!
How long is the movie?
3.5 hours.
That's long.
Oh, and each one of them is 3 hours.
The trees walk, right? The trees start walking.
Who the heck knows?
Is that Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I think so.
I think everything I've walks
seen
in
it.
That movie.
I saw it once. I've seen all of them one time.
Yeah. It says books are always more detailed than the movies, except for Where the Wild Things Are, because it has like three words in it. And then they're trying to make a whole movie out of the entire thing. 52353, you want to weigh in on anything? So we have Hot Potato next for Ariana Grande tickets. Then Krispy Kreme shut down his side hustle. How much was he making reselling their donuts? We'll explain next. Well, not next. Hot potato, and then we'll explain. Next. Antoine. Going after you on the text.
K92 morning things.
Hot potato. Potato.
So we've been talking about overrated movies and just movies in general. I mean, really, if we didn't have rules, we'd probably just leave the microphones on and just talk movies for about an hour and a half today straight through. And then as you were driving past the radio station, we'd let you just walk into the room and offer your opinion and then leave in the other direction. And Antoine, everyone's mad at him because he hates Forrest Gump.
It blows my mind because Star Wars is more popular than Forrest Gump.
But I'm a Star Wars fan. And deep down, I know the movies are fine.
Yeah.
They're not great. They're perfectly good. They're a schmedium.
I think Forrest Gump stinks.
And we're talking about Deadpool, and Antoine likes Deadpool. Text 52353. Of course, Antoine thinks a Deadpool movie is still funny. He listens to Justin Bieber, therefore making his opinion invalid.
That's true. You can't trust somebody that hates Remember the Titans.
Wait a minute. I love Remember the Titans. You are an evil person. You are the worst type of person ever. I love Remember the Titans. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
With the number 12? Come on.
We're back to this.
Now, Monica, because help me, because I was only half paying attention while that song was playing. And somebody in this room said they didn't like the movie Remember the Titans.
Monica called the movie garbage. Monica, did you say... Did you not say Remember the Titans was garbage?
And tight relationships and building teamwork.
Friendships, tight relationships.
Yes, Antoine, how dare you dislike that
movie? No, Monica said it.
I can't believe you. Monica. The cowboy star on your chest.
I didn't know. Now they're going to come at me for that.
He said the black cat on the field. You didn't know that.
it worked. That was amazing. If you didn't hear the play-by-play of the black cat, that's coming out late.
That's what I started watching.
It's most viral. It's like 2 hours from now. So, Hot Potato. Let's get our people in here. Good morning, Casey. Hi, Casey.
Good morning.
All right, Casey, do you want to team up with Antoine, the Forrest Gump hater, or Monica Brooks, the Remember the Titans jerkbag?
I think I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I would too. Number 12 in the house is just, I don't know.
You spit right on Victory Stadium. That's what you did.
I am just getting killed today.
Yeah, you said
it. Courtney!
Good morning.
Courtney, it's you and Antoine Terrell. You see what I did there,
right? Worked for me. I was going to pick him anyway.
Okay.
Thank you, Courtney.
Okay. I almost said Antoine Gump, but I decided not. Hot potato is a game. I give you a category. We just go back and forth in that category. 20 seconds. Whoever's left holding the potato is the loser of the round. We do three rounds. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yes.
All right. I like to go to the National Day calendar to see the pointless days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure you guys know this already.
It's Forrest Gump Day, isn't it?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Tomorrow is, and it's probably all on your calendars, it's Saxophone Day.
Oh, the sax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the saxophone day. So it'll be songs that feature this. No.
Oh, God.
That would be impossible.
Oh, like, that one Gaga. Lady,
I know one. I got one.
Bunch of Huey Lewis songs from the 80s. No. It's going to be a little more broad than that in a category that you can do. 20 seconds. Monica, you will start in this category. Just give me instruments in a school band. Go.
Clarinet.
Flute.
Trombone.
Piccolo.
French horn.
Snare drum.
The fish.
Yep. I accept.
The bass drum.
Did you say trumpet? Trumpet.
The cymbal.
Oboe.
The hi-hat.
Mm-hmm.
We want to count that? Baritone.
Flute.
Flute had already been said.
Oh, crap.
I'm sorry, that is a point for Antoine. You know, and that reminds me, I have a new riff on how we do this game. As I put the timer over here, where if I don't like your answer, I'm going to hit pause. I'm going to say, no, I don't like your answer.
Okay.
And then we can start again. So,
so it doesn't ruin the timer.
So I got that point, though,
right? You did get the point.
Thank you.
Flute had already been said.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought that last, I think I dreamt it, actually. I dreamt that in order to do that on this game. Y'all don't care.
Okay. Great story, dude.
You remember the night you played the Titans. 20 seconds. Antoine, you will start in this one. Oh, and now I remember why. Because this category could involve pausing because you have to explain yourself if you try to put this one in there.
Okay.
All right, now I get it. Now I remember why I was doing this. All right. 20 seconds. Antoine, you start. The category is animals that suck. Okay? Animals that suck. Go. Oh.
House cats.
Ferret.
Birds.
Why do birds suck?
Because they poop on your car.
Okay, fair enough.
Antelope.
Why does an antelope suck?
Because who wants an antelope in your yard?
I'll accept. Next.
A capuchin monkey.
Deer.
Why do the capuchin monkey suck?
They throw poop.
Yes, absolutely. Deer. Mm. Deer are a pain. Uh-huh. Okay, next. Here we go. Antoine, back to you. Go.
Bear.
Snakes.
Mm-hmm. A gopher.
Skunk.
Pause. Why does a gopher suck?
Because they dig get under your garden, your plants.
Really?
Correct. Okay. All right, back to you. Monica, you said skunk. So Antoine, back to you. Go.
A lizard.
Rabbit.
Why the rabbits suck?
They hump too much and you got too many rabbits.
Trying to multiply everywhere.
They're a lousy pet. And then they go like that. I don't know why. Okay, it's back to you, Antoine.
Rooster.
Point, Antoine. I'm giving Antoine.
Thank you.
It was right on the buzzer, and the buzzer was a little early.
Roosters don't suck.
You suck.
Oh, roosters do.
They wake you up. They're an alarm clock.
Now, what I will say about a rooster that makes a rooster awesome is when you're discussing a rooster, you are allowed on the radio to say things like how roosters have a coxcomb.
They do.
Yes, they do. It's right
there.
They have
a coxcomb.
Yeah, and that's what it's called.
That's my nickname. it was my family nickname.
Because
everyone has a nickname in the family.
Wait, Rooster was your nickname.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't the other one.
Oh, I thought it was the other one. I was like, that's an interesting nickname.
Oh, no, what you just said? No,
interesting.
Monica
nickname.
Brooks could be seen walking around Stanton River High School with a little comb.
What?
Who's
this? Does
anybody need their hair done?
Not that, no.
That's funny. On picture day, it's Monica walking around taking care of everybody.
No, Rooster.
You're like, no, my hair is fine. That's not what I'm here for.
Oh, gosh. All right, well.
All right, I think we should just go home.
Courtney.
I think that's the end. Yes. We're done. No, we're done.
Courtney, you got the pair of tickets to see Ariana Grande. That's next Friday in Charlottesville. You get your tickets at LiveNation.com.
Oh, my God. All right, they shut down his side hustle. He was just making money off of Krispy Kreme donuts. What was he doing? And I don't know how he's any different than any of them churches that stand around and try to sell you boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts. They don't shut them down. We'll explain. Hide your combs, hide your wife. That's next. Bring it back. You always wonder how people end up with certain nicknames.
Not that one.
Man, that's funny.
If you missed that, that's too bad for you. You're going to have to go back to the podcast later on to figure out what we were just talking about. WXLK HD Roanoke. Now, Krispy Kreme shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Also, How about a 4-day work week, people?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
All right, can we just make it a thing? The 4-day work week.
Please.
Talk about it.
Fingers crossed.
I don't think it's too much to ask in this world. We're still working more days than we're not.
Yeah.
And they did a trial of this at a company maybe you've heard of. It's called Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big company. They did it in Microsoft, Japan. Test out what would happen if they had their employees work 4 days instead of five. So for an entire month, it was in the summer. Yeah, Friday's off. Well, productivity went up 40%.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So even though people were working for less time, they were getting more done, and people took less vacation or call-in days because they knew they had a long weekend mm-hmm. anyway. So it was massively successful. They printed 59% fewer sheets of paper, and they used 23% less electricity.
But aren't they like doing the 4-day school week in Colorado?
No, the kids still have to go for five.
But they were doing. They started doing like a 4-day school week, and parents were upset because they were like, "Well, we had to hire sitters."
I remember
they
were talking about it. I didn't know if they actually did, but yeah, parents were upset.
Yeah, well, that and I understand that. So you got to. It's one way or the other. Fine. If we're going for the 4-day school week, then we all got to do the 4-day work week mm-hmm. to coordinate with that. So then that's unfortunate.
I know. Look,
then kids got to be around. Can't teachers just do a movie day on the fifth day? You know what? Teachers can have the day off too, but we'll have really good robots that'll go ahead and watch everybody for the rest of it. Yeah, 4-day work week, man.
Number two.
Speaking of, I mean, this is what we can do. It's a Russian company. They're selling robot clones of real people. Anybody you want, robot clone.
Anybody.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And I'm going to tell you right now, because they said, here's a picture. And I expected it to look incredibly stupid. And what kind of scared me is I printed out this picture and it kind of looks like me.
Oh. Oh, it does look like you.
It does look like me.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Are you a robot, Zach?
Yeah. No.
So you can get a robot. You can just send them a picture of someone.
I guess. And
That should be like against the law a little bit. Submits a picture of you. Wouldn't you be weirded out if you walk into their living room and you see you just like
you
laid
just already
up?
On the couch?
Yeah.
What are they doing to me?
That would be one heck of an April Fool's prank, though. Oh, God, that would be a good April Fool's prank.
Well, it's
prank.
An expensive one because these robots cost $20,000 to $50,000, depending on how detailed you want them. They do have AI, so you can talk to and interact with them. Now, before you spend your money, I mean, we're just not there quite yet. These robots don't walk yet.
Good.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Well, we don't want them coming and beating us up.
So you have a robot toddler.
A robot torso, I think I was calling it. Yeah. No, you have
no.
But hey, I don't need to do any walking for this job, so I can sit my robot right
That's
here.
True.
And he can say, I mean, I can program him with some pre-energy. You'll never know the difference. But I can't believe you, Monica. I mean, I can just put that in. It'll be perfect.
He'd be programmed. He's set.
Yeah. What the heck are you talking about now? So if you want your robot, there you go.
Number one.
Krispy Kreme shut him down for his side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fully know where I stand on this.
I disagree. I don't even know the whole story. Right. I know the headline, and I disagree.
So Jason Gonzalez, 21-year-old dude, college student in Minnesota. There are no Krispy Kremes in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
None. They pulled out of the state, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. Uh-huh. So what he was doing is on the weekends, he would drive 4 hours to a Krispy Kreme in Iowa.
Okay.
And he would buy 100 dozen donuts, and then he would take them back to Minnesota and sell them for $20 a box.
All right.
Wow.
People were buying them. He said he was making $10 profit per box, so he was making about $1,000 a run. And, word got out, and then the newspaper wrote an article about him, and then that is when Krispy Kreme shut him down.
Mm. Oh, come on.
And the cease and desist, and said something about it, quote, being a liability for the company. But how is that any different than when the churches buy all them boxes of Krispy Kremes and then sit outside the grocery store?
Or the schools.
Yeah,
and say, hey, you want to buy a box of donuts? How is that different?
What if he's having a donut party? Everyone just show up to his house.
I guess.
And then you buy your...
But you just have to pay admission to get in the party.
That's right.
I suppose. But then I do see the other side of it. Like, I can't go to McDonald's and buy a bunch of stuff and then set up a little pop-up called Zach Donald's next door and start selling all the stuff. They will shut me down for that.
That's true. And in my head, he was a lot younger than what He actually is.
Nine. He's 9 years old.
Yeah, in my head, he was a little kid.
Well, then he's a 9 year old driving, and then this story's getting real ugly all of a sudden. But yeah, they shut him down. So that's been trending today. You know, there's nothing like getting a new employee to try to box you. That's going to be tomorrow in the brand new birthday scam. Anger Diary is next. And also, Suzanne Northrup, our psychic medium. She talks to dead people. Hope for the holidays. Tickets are on sale now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get them, go to K92radio.com. Lock in your price now. Ticket prices will go up as we get closer to the event, which is the 21st of November, the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So go get them right now, K92radio.com. Tomorrow at this time, brand new birthday scam. I play two different parts, including a psycho boss that is trying to get a brand new employee to box him in the ring. Are you ready to fight an old man in the ring?
Sir, I just don't know. I mean, this whole thing
is... Are you ready to fight an old man in the ring?
Okay, fine.
Let's do it! Let's throw down! Come on, Reed! Come on!
All right, fine. I can't believe this is happening.
Put the gloves on and fight an old man, Reed!
Goodness!
I know.
It's aggressive.
Yeah,
it was a very aggressive birthday scam. I think I lost my voice for 2 days after doing that one, too. Here we go, Anger Diary.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, sometimes words are perfectly fine when they're used on their own, like the words wait or what. These are seemingly innocent words that aren't really that big of a deal. But when you put them together, they become the worst. At least they are when my kids use them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that is their catch-all phrase to interject themselves into all of the conversations that weren't any of their business. If my wife and I are having a conversation in the kitchen and they come walking in...
Wait, what? Who are you talking about?
Nobody you know.
Yeah, but what are they doing?
Nothing that's any of your business either. What is the deal with kids? Why are they so dang nosy? You're nine. You don't need to be a part of every conversation I have. And what's worse is when you're actually trying to talk to them, because then it's...
What?
Okay, you know what? I take it back. The word what can be pretty annoying on its own as well. Moving on, Diary. I try not to do a lot of traffic rants because, quite frankly, you could just do the same rants over and over again every single week and it won't make any difference anyway. That said, here I am. And here's my question. Why does nobody seem to know what those lines in the middle of the road mean? Granted, there are different lines that mean different things, but they also all have one similar meaning. My side of the road and your side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
This seems simple, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Then why does it feel like every time I'm driving, there's somebody flagrantly violating this seemingly simple rule of the road and have half their car barreling directly at me like a 4,000-pound missile? Now I'm diving off the side of the road, hoping my wheel don't fall off into some sort of ditch.
Oh, but there's a parked car on my side of the road.
Well, good for you. Then wait till I'm gone, and then you can go careening all over the place in your car. Driving ain't that hard, people. Stay in your lane and don't crash into anyone. That's pretty much it. And yet, here we are doing not that. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Yeah, people are messing the road. But kids, they are nosy. Wait, go back to the kids. What?
They're learning.
No,
they're
no, because I always care. Told you
they
stay out of grown folks'
business.
They are a
sponge. They are a sponge soaking up information from the people they look up to.
I still remember, like, my mom would be having a conversation with a girlfriend. She's like, this is grown folks' business. Go.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's true.
I know. And every time I'm trying to have grown folk conversation last night, my son comes in and starts talking about Pokemon cards to my wife. I said, hey, can I finish what I was saying to your mother and then you can continue with the Pokemon cards?
But Pokemon.
So, mommy, which Pokemon card do you want of these? So I'm like, get out of here! What are you doing?
Talk about something important, Dad.
Anger.
Anybody care about bills.
Diary.com. Well, nobody. I'd rather talk about Pokemon. AngerDiary.com. I was talking about what I was making for dinner. That is the most important thing. Come on. AngerDiary.com. You want to get every Anger Diary on demand. Next, let's be honest. She saw a neighbor doing something. I don't know what the something is, and I don't know if the neighbor was a man or a woman.
But it matters, you say.
Oh, it matters.
Oh, it definitely matters. In my head right now, it matters.
If you say to me, I saw my female neighbor doing blank, I am very intrigued.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you say, I saw my male neighbor doing blank, I'm grossed out. And I'm like, I've called 9 and 1. I'm just waiting for that last one. I'm making that judgment. We will figure it out next.
Bang. Coming up next on
She saw a neighbor doing something. And it makes all the difference in the world to me if it's a he neighbor or a she neighbor. I want to know.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
I mean, think about it. If she saw her she neighbor who was raking leaves topless, that's one thing. And yep. if she saw a he neighbor raking leaves bottomless, it's totally
different.
It's
a whole different thing.
Exactly. Really? Let's say good morning to Ella. Hello, Ella.
Ella. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, Ella, I apologize in advance that as we had you on hold, Monica kept referring to you as Ella.
You
couldn't
help it, yeah.
I could help it.
They got Antoine doing it. They got me doing it. I can't do it either. All right. Hi, Ella.
Hi.
Yeah, don't do the rest of it, I told you.
I know, I did it in my head.
Who's doing what now?
Okay, so my neighbor has this, like, best I can figure, like a weird cemetery in his backyard.
It's a he. All right, I'm already done.
I'm already off board.
I don't like it.
So if it was a female, you'd be like, oh, okay.
I want to hear more.
Hmm. Well, I would at least, I'd feel like, okay, well, she just loves her cats or something. Yes. I don't know. A weird cemetery, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I keep noticing him, like, picking up dead squirrels that, like, fall out of the trees. He picks them up and is, like, burying them in his backyard. And it wasn't just, like, once. Like, it's been going on pretty regularly.
Regularly? What, you got squirrels falling from the sky?
Is it
the apocalypse?
The squirrels are just dying?
Or is it just, like, roadkill?
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of trees in the backyard. And
he electrifies those trees to try to mess with them? Is he shooting them out of the trees?
No, like, you know, it's fall and some branches are dying and squirrels keep falling out.
They are a nuisance animal.
They really are.
And I would also say, I guess if one falls out of a tree and you got a dead squirrel, I'm telling you right now, if I have multiple dead squirrels in my backyard.
That's a problem.
I'm moving.
That's like a horror movie.
Right.
When the birds fall.
Yeah. Because I live at the entrance to the upside down and I don't want to.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
But that's, I'm not investigating that one either.
The two.
Well, I mean, they're going to go in one of two places. You're going to either throw them in the trash, and then the trash people come get them. But is he an avid gardener? Does he plant things?
Nope. It's literally just, like, a grassy backyard. There's not any like, vegetables or anything.
But is it a nice lawn?
If it's
no,
a cemetery.
It's like he really doesn't take care of it. It's pretty much just...
That was weird, because I figured squirrel compost.
Maybe it's easier to bury the squirrel right there, as opposed to picking it up and taking it somewhere else.
I mean, like,
it's already there. So just dig a hole and roll it into the hole.
He might be a compassionate individual and he feels bad.
And he wrote a eulogy.
Yeah, here lies Chip or Dale, or whatever.
Yes, one of them.
If he's naming the squirrels and everything else.
Okay, well,
one of the rescue rangers.
Is he older, you know, maybe? You know.
Yeah, he's like mid-60s, I would guess. I don't actually know his age.
Okay.
Oh.
So he went to high school with Monica.
Probably writes a eulogy.
Well, no.
I don't know. Is he an otherwise decent human?
Well, okay, here's where, like, I feel like I suck, because he's been my neighbor for, like, 2 years, and I don't actually know him.
Yeah, people don't know their neighbors
anymore. Like, I never actually really talked to him.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Talking to your neighbors is an overrated experience, I feel like.
Well, if your neighbor is Antoine, because why would you want to talk to him? I mean, listen to this.
Come over and watch Forrest Gump with us.
Oh, man. So is there a question here? What's the question?
I don't know. Like, I guess my question is, like, who's the creepy one here? Like, is it him for having a squirrel cemetery, or is it me for, like,
watching him bury squirrels over and over again?
Bury squirrels. Because, like, I live alone. Like, I don't do anything. I just notice a lot of things because
you spy on
don't
your neighbors.
Have anything going on.
You don't know them, but you spy on them.
Mm-hmm.
She
might be the creepy one.
But do you see anything else going on? I mean, have you seen anything?
No, I mean, it's literally like... Oh, well, I mean, he does have, best I can tell, a girlfriend. But they don't have, like, a normal social life. Like,
a lot of people
do
that.
Like, comes over at night and is leaving early in the morning, like when I'm making my coffee.
So
he
has a booty call, and you're jealous because you're home alone watching a whole
living their life.
Ella, you have like a schedule and a planner. You know everything's going on with that neighbor.
She got a chair by the window and everything.
But doesn't it make you think about your neighbors?
Like, I first noticed her just leaving in the morning, like, because I was making coffee and, like, the window is right there.
Yes, the window.
The window just popped up.
The window moved. It's not normally a damage. Okay, I guess who's the creepy one? I'll go with this, too. If anyone wants to share the really, really creepy thing that they saw their neighbor doing. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yes. I love stories like that. Maybe we'll figure out. We'll give somebody a prize for that one, too. So let's do that. Ella, hang on for me for just a second. I'll tell you what. Y'all got some weird neighbors.
I know.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm about to tell Ella how lucky she is if she's got a neighbor that just buries dead animals in the backyard.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We welcome back our friend Ella. And stop it!
We all just played it out. Ella.
I can't even help it. I'm sorry. Ella. I know. She's like, please. This happens every day of my life. Ella has been, you've been spying on your neighbor. I don't want to say spying, but you have been actively observing the neighborhood.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's it is. I tend to occasionally actively observe
and
the neighborhood.
And we should. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood watch.
Right, that's what Monica says all the time. She neighborhood watch. She watches all the neighborhood. But don't you dare look at her, because she peeks through her blinds.
Looking back at me.
To see it all. Hey, what are you looking at? Ella's neighbor, she is suspicious, an older gentleman, and he is seen frequently burying squirrels in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, Ella, and I didn't until somebody texted in, it's technically illegal to throw an animal in the trash?
Oh. No,
see?
Didn't know.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with it?
So he, like every old person, just knows every residential code and law and follows all of them and probably writes nasty notes when you don't bring your trash can in on time. Yeah, I don't know. He seems, it's not the most normal practice
in the
world. Normal in comparison to some other texts.
Oh my God. You should hear these texts, Ella. I'm telling you right now. Here's one text. 52353. My neighbor sits in her car at all hours of the day on her laptop. She's there like the mailman. Rain, sleet, snow, wind. And when her boyfriend comes over and he's older, he hooks up his Xbox and puts it in the back hatch of her car and sits there in a chair playing video games.
What?
Do they ever go in their house?
Maybe she doesn't live there.
Do they?
Maybe she lives in a car.
Fair question.
Is she your neighbor? Are you sure?
Who knows? Let's get. I have Ashley here too. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What's going on with you?
So my neighbor hides in his bushes and watches what everyone is doing. I don't exactly know why he does that, but I guess he thinks we can't see him.
But everybody knows. Like, you can see him.
Yes, you can see him.
That's a whole nother
Charles
level.
Charles is in the bushes again.
A whole nother level.
Does he try to dress in camouflage or have any sort of hats, binoculars, anything like that?
I think he tries to do the camo thing, but he's a little bit bigger than the bush.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Look out.
So you said big man, tiny bush.
Yeah. Big guy and a tiny bush. Let's see. Text 52353.
I see what you did there.
No. Yeah, exactly. Ella, here's another. You know what? Because Ella's neighbor takes squirrels that are dead. And as far as you know, he's not killing them. They just end up dead in the backyard for some reason. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have somebody here who feeds the groundhogs in the neighborhood peanut butter sandwiches and calls them her babies.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hannibal.
Don't you feel happy where you live now,
I do.
Ella?
Yeah, you know, the weird neighbor thing is not as weird as I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what they always say? It's like, if you're having a bad day, someone's always having a worse day. Well, if you have a weird neighbor, somebody already has a weirder neighbor. And I think this one takes the cake. Text 52353. Bunch of old folks moved in, and some of our new neighbors, and they met us once and asked permission for barbecuing. I guess they live in one of those complexes. That was the only time I saw them. They'd never come out. You'd never see them morning or evening. They were never at local shops. And when they moved in, they had like 15 mattresses for a 4-bed house, which raised some red flags. But we didn't say anything because they were so quiet. Quietly running a brothel.
No, just without a doubt.
I know! Yeah, 15 mattresses in.
All these rooms and beds.
If you would like to be part of a future Let's Be Honest, go ahead and hit up Miss Monica. If you would like to share your wacky neighbor stories.
Oh my gosh.
Weird neighbor. I don't need difficult neighbors to try to sue you or anything. The ones that are feeding peanut butter sandwiches to groundhogs. That's what we're looking for here on the K92 Morning Thing. Also, have you become that person? Monica has become that person. She'll explain next. Monica Brooks laughed at you. She laughed at you.
I didn't understand.
Yep, she thought you were weird, like a weird neighbor feeding peanut butter sandwiches to a groundhog.
Yeah.
And now you've become one of those people.
I am one of those people. Yeah, because I waited tables years ago.
Yeah.
And I waited tables for years. And I knew all the customers and everything else. And there were certain customers that would come in and they would order like four drinks. I'm like, why do you need coffee, water, orange juice, and a, you know, a Pepsi or
so
Coke?
Four different drinks, kind of all at the same time.
Drinks, beverages.
An array.
Yeah, yes. And I'm like, why? Why do they do that every time? And now I am that person. Mm-hmm. If you walk into the studio, almost every day, I have, you know, water. I have a
you
different
have three
type
drinks
of
right
water.
Now.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, and I have coffee. Sometimes I have a Coke Zero. And I'm now that person that
you
has three
like
or four.
You look like one of those containers at the convenience store that's just got
do.
A bunch of different drinks in it.
Yep, that's me.
All sorts of drinks. And you laughed at those people.
I laughed. I said, why do you need so much? So much to drink. Like just all those coffee, water, soda, and an orange juice. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's interesting where you draw these lines in the sand. Oh, I will never dot, dot, dot. Or people who do this are weird. And then later on you realize. I like to think of it as evolved. I've evolved.
Yeah. Well, because I used to laugh at like older people, like when I was young, and they'd be like, oh, it's cold outside. You need to put a jacket on or whatever. I'm like, mind your business, old person. Like, I'm never going to be that person.
Shut up, dinosaur.
But then I go to the William Byrd football game this past weekend and it's cold out there. I'm like, come on, children, put some jackets.
Yes.
Where are your pants? Why you got shorts on? Why are you in a lizard costume? Come on.
And he went and ordered a hot coffee. And I always think anyone drinking hot coffee at a sporting event is weird.
And I had both hands around him.
Oh,
like,
look at you.
Like, come on, you're going to get the cold, man.
I really wish I had an Afghan right now. That would be very helpful. Was there something back in the day you said, nuh-uh, or you laughed and laughed and laughed at somebody else? There was a quote in Zach Jackson's life. I will never have the need for a smartphone. I don't need one of those. I don't need that. I don't want to become one of those people.
Uh-huh.
I am perfectly fine with my flip phone.
Uh-huh.
I can T9 all day long. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have gone the complete opposite direction.
It happens.
I know it does. Again, we're evolving. That's what it is. We've evolved. Have you evolved? Or it's just hypocrite time. Whatever you want to do, you can text in to 52353. $1,000 in the pop quiz is next with Uptown Cheapskate. So go to the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page right now. There's three free answers waiting for you. Then, if you get all 10 questions right, you will win $1,000. Right after that is your very first 10K payday cash code of the day. So what you do is you take these codes. Each one is an entry for your share of $10,000 with Blue Eagle Credit Union. So Thursday will be our first winner.
Yep.
Thursday morning, we will make the announcement. That person's going to win $2,500. So every entry matters, and you only have 2 days. So if you just dedicate yourself for a couple days, nail out some entries, you're good to go. They are every hour from 8 to 5. Your first one, 8 o'clock on the way here on the K92 Morning Thing. All right, Monica, I'm going to test this on Antoine in a second because I feel like this answer is going to go where I expect it to. So I'll explain here in a second. $1,000 in the pop quiz. We're going to do that. Also, people are texting into 52353. It's the stuff they, you know, they swore they'd never do it, and they laughed and laughed and laughed at people, and then they became that person. This one said, growing up with four brothers and no sisters, I always said I would never wear makeup, and here I am wearing all the fancy makeup.
Contour.
Having fun.
Text 52353. I absolutely hated minivans. Never thought in a million years I would drive one, but now I do, and I absolutely freaking love it. Let's see. I always said I'll never let my kids dictate what they will and won't eat. They'll eat what I fix or they'll go hungry. Oh, what a load of bleep.
Okay.
And text 52353. I don't know if I can ever look this person in the eyes again.
Uh-oh.
Always said that I'd never wear Crocs. Now I rock the Crocs and most of the time with socks.
Crocs and socks.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Dr. Seuss, we can't do that one.
Uh-uh.
All right. I'm going to ask Antoine the question because I feel like he's going to give me exactly what I'm expecting because you were just saying something about Thanksgiving. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
Monica, I predict that there is some really delicious aspect of Thanksgiving food-wise that Antoine doesn't like.
Oh, for sure.
What is it?
I hate sweet potatoes.
Actually, I'm
kind of okay. All right,
hold on. Let me see. Yams. I don't like those.
Those are the same. I'm waiting for like turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes.
Okay,
and mac and
here's
cheese.
The thing.
Which one is it?
All right, here's the thing. I will eat this food, okay, but I'm going to get very little of it.
Mac and cheese, right?
Turkey.
Turkey.
I'm a ham person on Thanksgiving. Okay. I don't care for turkey.
Well, I will say because my nephew Dwayne, I was actually hurt a little bit. This was a few years ago. He told me, he said, Yeah, growing up, I never ate the turkey. I hate turkey. I'm like,
it's not
he
good.
He never ate the turkey.
Somebody's doing it wrong to you. Is your mama no, doing
it's,
bad
it's
turkey?
Not, it's not that
we
good.
We all ate the turkey, but he just dealt, no. He didn't like turkey.
I was saying
like
at Antoine's house. That's oh, all.
No. I've had turkey from multiple houses. Great, you know, all of that, but it's.
Turkey's fine, and I will say that. But when it has the gravy and it goes with everything, I mean, I do like ham, but I do that at a different time. Okay, I sort of got my answer.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
I'm just thankful you didn't say stuffing, because I really am not.
Oh, no.
I'm not in the mood to fight today.
No. We're on the same page. That's
okay,
my favorite.
Good, because it's just my fists are kind of sore, and I didn't feel like punching nobody. It was one of those days. Let's do pop quiz. Your first 10K payday cash code word of the day is right after the pop quiz.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
WXLKHD Roanoke. We say good morning now to Kara. Hi, Kara.
Good morning.
All right, Kara, I want to give you $1,000. Did you go get your three free answers from the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page?
I did.
Okay, fantastic.
There you go.
She should have at least $30 in her pocket. $10 for every single one that she gets right. She gets them all right. She'll get $1,000. If you go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page now, you can get tomorrow's answers because we are going to continue to play. We have 2 weeks left of the pop quiz. 2 weeks. We've had all winner.
Yes.
I'd like to $1,000. Get at least one more. I don't know, one later this week. That'd be nice. $1,000. Maybe we get one right now. And Kara's like, yo, excuse me.
Kara.
I'm right here.
Hey.
I can hear you. Cash for clothes at Uptown Cheapskate, by the way. So if you want to get into some fall, winter stuff,
very nice clothes.
Sell some summer stuff, great deals as well. Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. All right, Kara, your 60 seconds will start when I finish reading the first question. You can, of course, pass at any time. We'll come back if there's time. $10 for everyone you get right. Get them all right. You get a grand. You ready for it?
Yep.
All right, good. Here we go. Good luck. Question number one in the pop quiz, Kara. What streaming network airs The Handmaid's Tale?
Hulu.
Yes.
What movie was number one at the U.S. box office this past weekend?
Terminator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who has hosted their game show longer, Pat Sajak or Alex Trebek?
Pat Sajak.
Yes.
Jack McFarlane and Karen Walker are characters on what sitcom?
Pass.
True or false, Jason Statham plays the lead role in the Bourne Identity movies?
Yes.
Actress Hilary Duff has a sister. What's her name?
Pass.
What city is referred to as the city that never sleeps?
New York City.
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of the rock band Blink 182?
Pass.
What actress plays Daenerys Targaryen on the show Game of Thrones?
Emilia Clarke.
Yep.
Yes.
Who did Ellen DeGeneres dress up as on her show for Halloween this year?
Cardi B.
Yes.
Jack McFarlane and Karen Walker are characters on what sitcom?
I have no idea.
Actress Hilary Duff has a sister. What's her name? Or the lead singer of Blink 182?
I don't know.
Oh!
$70.
Oh, you were close.
That was a strong seven,
rolling.
Though. That was a strong
rolling,
seven.
Kara.
It was a strong seven. Yeah. And I actually thought when we started coming back around, I thought maybe she was going to. I had figured a few of them out. My brain was processed. $70 is a nice haul, though. And it's right on that line of where you don't feel mad that you got 90.
Yeah.
Right. You feel happy that you got 70.
She did
so,
a good job.
Let me run down the three that you missed. Jack and Karen, they're characters on Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Just you throw the last names in there. And
just
it starts
I know. That threw me off, too.
Actress Hilary Duff has a sister. Her name is Haley. She's got a cooking show that I complain about fairly regularly because I don't really like it. let's see. And the lead singer of Blink 182 is Mark Hoppus. $70. Everybody
good job,
else?
Kara.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it is a good job. Thank you, Kara. Have a great day. Everybody else, go get your three free answers for tomorrow. Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page, the K92 radio app as well. Now I got to do the 10K payday cash code.
Yes.
So here's your word. First word of the day is plates. P-L-A-T-E-S. Like, I'm going to make myself multiple plates on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you take that and you open up your K92 Radio app right now. There's a little thing in the menu bar. Or you go to K92Radio.com. Enter that cash code plates. You got 60 minutes to do it. P-L-A-T-E-S. Do not text it to 52353. It does not matter. This is the K92 Blue Eagle Credit Union cash code 10K payday. So if you go into any Blue Eagle location, they have 20 bonus entries for your share at $10,000. First winner, Thursday morning from Virginia's number one cash money station, K92. Hot List is next. What it is?
Oh, he's joining Instagram. Yes. Finally.
He's joined. He's
yes,
there.
Yeah, he's there.
All right, all right, all right. Tickets to our Hope for the Holidays 2019 event with psychic medium Suzanne Northrup are next in Factor Bullcrap, but now.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Is he for real? Macklemore.
Who knows?
He said he's writing an album.
I knew you would love this story. I knew it. Because it's all the things Monica can't stand. Macklemore, goofy lyrics,
yeah,
and magic.
Magic, exactly. He said that his new album is going to be about rap music and magic. And okay. He's asking for fans to come up with the title for his album. And he did post pictures on Instagram in some kind of wizard outfit.
Okay.
I guess it's for Halloween / his album promotion.
It's called Watch My Career Disappear.
Poof. Maybe it'll be good.
Poof by Mac. Yeah, I guarantee you there's a song called Poof on there.
And I mean, the song, nobody would have thought Thrift Shop would have been as popular as it would have been.
That was a catchy song.
And so
catchy
song. He could find a niche.
It's so interesting when you have somebody like him who he was on fire.
Yes.
For a minute and a half. I mean, but he had 3-4 incredible songs in a row. Yeah. And then it's just, was he lucky? Do you forget how to do music? Like, how does that work where someone is so on and popping for 6 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just can't seem to do, they can't even set themselves on fire anymore. And they're doing wizard music.
But maybe
music.
this is it.
All right.
Maybe this is the thing.
Maybe
we'll wait a couple months to see what happens with it. Okay, so Matthew McConaughey, he has joined Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Here's his first video.
This is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world, and I'm a little bit nervous about it because, quite frankly, I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue, but I've learned that you got to have the dialogue to have the monologue, just as you have to have a monologue.
Okay.
To have the dialogue. So I'm looking forward to it.
You're done.
All right.
Unfollow.
You're over.
I mean, well,
this is
going to
be fun.
We are very quick. Our patience.
I know. Yeah.
All right.
The monologue to the dialogue.
All right.
The dialogue,
we got you.
To the monologue. See, he's someone for me. I can listen to him talk all the time. But what he does have to learn is he can't have that uncomfortable fake force laugh thing that he did on the video.
I do think he just moved up my list of voices I would like for a GPS.
Oh, yeah.
I do think he just shot up my
list.
So
you'll take Matthew over Samuel?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman is my number one.
Oh.
But I think I'd take McConaughey over Samuel L. Jackson.
See, I
don't want to be yelled at.
I like Matthew McConaughey, though I have to be honest. He's after every British woman ever. Okay? So it's every British woman, then Matthew McConaughey. So he's in, 27 millionth place. But first dude.
Yeah, he's still there.
First dude up. Ooh, I don't know James Bond, though. Okay, maybe
James
he's
Bond?
Second.
Yeah.
See, there we go.
See? I would want Prince or something. They could bring Prince in. Yeah.
Turn, bitches. Turn.
Yeah, please be seated. Buckle up.
Buckle up, sucker, right now.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, let's see. Factor Bullcrap is next. It is for Hope for the Holidays 2018. Suzanne Northrup tickets. Then there's a hot new show coming out. Man versus Blank. What are we versing? Find out and blow your mind. Coming up next in Blow Your Mind, there's a new TV show. It's a real show, Man versus Blank. What's the blank? Also, there's a guy with his pants down making love to blank.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thing.
Well.
Where people match wits in the arena of fate.
This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true false with a screw and you. Let's meet our contestants. We'll start with Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Teresa's peppy, ready to attack
the
day. What are you doing today? Do you work? Do you have to go to work? What's going on today?
Oh, yeah, I'm on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm actually a new business manager for a financial company.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Teresa, make money. All right. Let's get your opponent in here, and that is Terry. Hello, Terry.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Terry, what do you got going on today? You working? You got something else?
Getting ready to go to a doctor's appointment, actually.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Just chilling. Monica always tries to find the least popular seat in the doctor's office. What's the one that you say it is? Which one do you think it is?
Usually in a corner by the bathroom. Okay. People assume that they're going to run to the bathroom, but most people are going to try to hold it.
Okay. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you have to make sacrifices. You want to sit in the least sit-in seat in the bathroom. Okay, Teresa versus Terry. Teresa, would you like to go first or second in the game today?
I'll go first.
Okay, first for you. Terry, you will go second. Here's the deal. Factor Bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is Factor Bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go.
Round
1.
Teresa, your question in round 1. Fact or bullcrap, Teresa? According to a new survey, 7 out of 10 people believe that their significant other has, quote, selective hearing and pretends to hear to not hear things on purpose.
Definitely say that's true.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
You're like, only 7 out of 10?
Uh-huh.
10 out of 10.
No, it's a good 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I use it with the, especially with the kids. I hear that when they're upstairs and I know they're just trying to bark orders to me.
Daddy.
No, nope. I move further away from the stairs.
I told Jared, I say ribeye. What'd you say? Everything else, he didn't.
He actually, his head just perked up on the job site. He didn't even have the radio on. He heard you say, huh?
You say, oh.
Almost a ribeye? Okay. Terry, here's your question in round 1. Fact or bullcrap? Terry, the original plan for the Gremlins movie, that movie from the 80s, was to use monkeys wearing masks, but when a test monkey freaked out, the producers realized they would have to use puppets instead. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Terry?
I say it's a fact.
He says a fact. He's right.
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
That would have been so creepy.
Very
the
creepy.
Monkey in a mask.
I know, all over the place. Did you know they'd be ripping the mask off all the time?
Yeah.
Weird.
Teresa and Terry tied 1-1.
Round 2.
Teresa, your question, round 2. Fact or bullcrap, Teresa. 62% of millennials admit that they've gone to eat a certain food just for the Instagram picture and not because they actually wanted to eat it. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Teresa?
I would say that's true.
She would say true, which is fact, which is...
Oh,
what?
That means you're higher.
It's only 10%.
Oh,
I know.
I thought it was higher.
I think maybe they're lying just a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, not 62%. Okay, Terry, here's your question in round 2. Fact or bullcrap, Terry. The Lamborghini car company, super fast, fancy car, originally just made tractors. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Terry?
I'd say screw.
Screw, Teresa, your chance to tie it back up. Fact or bullcrap, are they making tractors?
I'd say
bullcrap. You'd say it was a bad round for Teresa. I know.
Round 3.
Tractor. That's a fast-moving tractor right there. Yeah, then they went on to cars about 10, 15 years later, and that's all they do now. All right. So score?
So Teresa minus 1 and Terry 1.
Terry, you're still in this, but you do have to get this right. You can screw Terry if you want. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap, Teresa, when asked which one they worry about more, their credit score or their amount of Instagram followers, a majority of people said Instagram followers. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Teresa?
Go ahead and do the screw.
Okay. Terry, she screwed you. What do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to say bullcrap.
He says bullcrap. He is... correct. Victorious. I know. Now, it's good to know that we still care about our credit score.
I was going
to
say Instagram for sure, because people make their money...
The sad thing was, it was 55-45. I mean, it was really close.
Yeah.
So and it's been going in the other direction. So more and more, it's the Instagram followers. But no, Teresa, hang on. We do have a prize for you, but it's not the grand prize. That is Terry's.
Yeah, Hope for the Holidays, which is happening on the 21st this month. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Tanglewood with medium Suzanne Northrup. If you haven't checked her out, please go and just... follow her on social media.
It's really
on Instagram and
K92Radio.com. Go find out her credit score is very important. K92Radio.com. When's the stock market? Do you have that on your list? I was going to give Teresa that.
Okay, we do have that going on.
Is it this weekend or next weekend? I forget. Or is it later?
I think it's every weekend.
For the rest of your life. Every weekend for the rest of your life.
No, here we go. It's this weekend.
Upcoming weekend.
Okay, cool. Then, we'll go ahead and take care of that for you. The stock market, which is a great event that happens every single year. People of Earth, that was fact or bullcrap.
I'll tell you what. He tried it today.
There's a feud going on behind the scenes because both me and Monica have been making fun of Chatham High School for no reason. There's
no reason.
They're a great school. It's Antoine's school.
Right.
And I said they won the football game, the school of Chatham.
And we're just making fun of it. And then Monica starts talking about, last night I cooked all the meats. And Antoine says, nobody asked you. I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember anybody asking.
Correct.
All the meats.
You opening your own Arby's over there?
You know, when you have stuff in the fridge that you need to cook, you got to cook it or else the meat goes to waste.
Yes.
So last night I cooked a ribeye, then I wrapped some chicken thighs and bacon, and I cooked that. And I had some beef links. I need to cook, so I seared those
beef links.
Up.
Big,
so,
what?
Some beef links.
Some sausages.
What's a
some
beef link?
Well, like a Polish sausage.
Okay.
Yes.
So it has an actual name that you just didn't want to use.
So are you opening? I know what this is. Monica's starting her own Brazilian restaurant at her house.
Well, see, I did all that.
We don't have one
around
here.
And then we ordered ribs.
And then you ordered ribs.
Wow, you cooked all of that, and then you got
okay. Ribs. She's actually
all
opening
the meat.
It's her place called Farby's, Foolish Arby's.
There you go.
Welcome to Farby's.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Hey, what are you doing?
Making beef links.
I guess no one really does say links. Yeah.
It might say sausage links, but
yeah, they don't
really
say beef link.
Hello,
you
beef
link?
It's like a bunch of cows.
Would you refer to beef jerky as a beef link?
No.
Okay, then I don't know what a beef link would be then.
I think she's saying it's a sausage, but it's made out of beef, and they've been linked together. A beef link.
Okay.
No one said
it actually sounds like some sort of one of those janky 90s internet services back when AOL first started. And beef link, if you want to. Yes. Yeah. Sign up now for your new beef link internet email address. So I have three wacky stories here, and we just play around, try to figure out what they are. Fill in the blanks. Here's one. It's a new hair salon, and the stylists are not allowed to blank. A, talk. B, wear clothes. Or C, use scissors.
I'm going A, talk.
No talking.
I'm going B for some reason, just B.
Okay.
There's like different salons and stuff like that, like barbershops. Yeah.
You know, Monica, I wish you were right, but you're not. It's Antoine.
Correct. Yes.
Antoine, it's the silent haircut.
What?
Now, if you could combine them into the silent nude haircut, I mean, it's it makes it classy that way.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Monica can never go to the silent haircut place because her son would ruin everything. He'd not be allowed.
But what?
No questions. And this is a place, I mean, you can get a regular haircut if you want, but when you sign up on your reservation, you can say silent, and then there's no small talk of any kind.
Wow.
The stylist, they'll ask questions about your hair, like how do you want this or whatever, but that's it. No other small talk. You're allowed to just sit there.
So kind of like when you, like there's certain, like with an
Uber
or Lyft driver, you can
silent.
Say that.
And so I think that's good, though. I think it's good. Sometimes
I'm okay with it.
It slows it down. The chit-chat will slow it down.
I would say, too, that it's not necessarily rude because that stylist has to go through the same garbage small talk all day.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to imagine that eventually they think, okay, this is nice. I get a silent one. I'm going to do some hair. I'm just going to be up in my feels, and I'll be good to go. If it's topless, so be it. I mean, I guess that's for another round. Round two, man versus blank. This is a new competition show. It is coming out on Discovery. Is it man versus A, robot, B, bear, C, wife?
A.
C, wife.
Both of you are wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Man versus bear.
What
man versus
mean?
Wife would be. Or man versus robot wife would also be interesting.
But a bear, I mean.
Man versus bear. Now, remember man versus beast back in the day? Do you remember that show?
No.
You don't remember that show. It was a ridiculous show. It was on Fox for about two seconds.
Wouldn't they like race and stuff like that?
Yeah,
like
guy raced a giraffe. And it was, you don't hear little stuff.
I have it. The worlds of civilized man and wild beast collide in the supreme test of speed, strength, and stamina. So ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for man versus beast.
And I should explain, that was a real show.
It was a real show.
That was not fake. It was on around the time they had that show where you tried to fit in a hole. You remember that one? The hole? That was on Fox, too. I think it was Man versus Beast. And then that one where people tried to fit to the...
Oh, I like that one. I know you're talking about.
Hole in the Wall. Yeah, I think it was called. Oh, my God. Okay, so Discovery's doing Man versus Bear. They have three bears, Bart, Honey Bump, and Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all free-range captive bears that have been rescued from the wild over the years. They take on human competitors in challenges designed around the exercise routines that the bears regularly have. So they do tug of war, they roll giant logs, and they'll compete against the bear. And this will be on the Discovery Channel. So man versus bear, if you want to watch that one.
All right.
Final story. Drunk guy tries to make sweet, sweet love to blank. Is it A, tray of mashed potatoes?
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Is it B, a Popeye spicy chicken sandwich?
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Or C, a pile of leaves?
You're
going to see.
I'm going mashed potatoes.
You're going mashed potatoes. Well, Monica Brooks, you are, in fact, once I get rid of this romantic music, you're right.
Correct.
Yeah, the only reason I really went to see was because there was a guy on Brandon yesterday that was really covered in a lot of leaves. He was really raking up leaves.
Covered
and going,
in leaves.
He was working hard with the leaves. And I'm like,
The things you see that nobody else sees.
It doesn't exist.
See, okay, well, if y'all were traveling, there was one guy.
No, I didn't see the man covered in leaves.
She said, if y'all were traveling. There's only one road.
Yeah, of course.
As if there's one road. You know, if y'all was traveling,
you travel
Oregon
up and down
Trail,
Brandon, uh-huh. You see a man working real hard.
Yeah, heading
leaves,
to Oregon.
And bags and bags.
Antoine, you didn't ride your pony yesterday?
I did not get on my giddy up.
You sure? Because I started yelling at the window and telling him, just give up. The leaves on your trees, they're just going to fall off. There's so many leaves, dude. Ugh. Just stop.
I hate leaves. I hate them. The fact this guy likes leaves, I think, is the scariest thing of all of it. But yeah, he just had a big pile of them. He's going to town. Thinking, what about all the? That's just so dry. Dry like a back road.
Well, you were talking about how you should mow your leaves to help your lawn. So he's just another way of mowing his leaves.
Mowing his leaves.
Yeah. You did say that. Yeah.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Lord.
You're
Jesus.
The one riding on the Oregon Trail with people covered in leaves. I don't know what you're talking
butter.
About. No. Like, what, y'all didn't ford the river yesterday? What are you talking about? I promise you that this 11-year-old is tougher than at least me. Definitely Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Say that, I say it like that.
Yeah. Said definitely.
Definitely.
Well, like,
without a shadow of a doubt.
I also said me. Maybe Monica, but still. We blow the trumpet.
Blow.
On a Tuesday.
Blow on this. Blow.
We want to celebrate good things. Good people doing good mm-hmm. things. Yeah, 11 years old. She looks out the window. This is in Zimbabwe, so this is not. You don't look out the window in Roanoke and see this happening. But she sees a 9-year-old classmate of hers being attacked by a crocodile.
Oh.
So she rushes outside.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 11 years old. This 9-year-old's getting bitten by a crocodile.
Yeah.
She runs over and gouges not one, but both of the crocodile's eyes out and saves the girl's life. So yeah,
definitely stronger
there
than
you
me.
Go.
Okay, see?
Definitely stronger
Woo!
Than me.
That's what
I
was saying.
You're
in charge. I'm like, eh.
Monica, I think, could pull that off. You've got strong hands, yes. too, so I think your thumbs
well,
could
I think
really
it would,
get in there.
I would be able to pull it off because I wouldn't think at the moment I would just rush over and then start doing, you know, get myself so involved that I have to finish the job.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then probably like...
And I'm like, oh, my arm's gone, but you know, I did...
Sorry. You did something.
Yeah,
you did something.
Yep,
you did
you
something.
Did. So if you want to...
Blow on this. Blow.
Blow the trumpet of somebody. We'd love to hear from you at 52353. Who should go next? Who should go next? I'm trying to figure it out. You know what? Antoine's got his mouth open.
Okay.
Go ahead. There you go.
I want to blow the trumpet.
Like,
I want to blow the trumpet for Lori Wood.
Okay.
She is an ICU nurse in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, if you need an organ transplant,
okay.
specifically a heart transplant, you have to have like family members to sign off that will say they're going to take care of you.
I did not know
after
that.
After the surgery, you have to have some kind of support that's going to take care of you.
Uh-huh.
There's this 27-year-old man who has autism in Georgia. He needed a heart transplant. He did not have any family that would take care of him, so therefore he was taken off of the donors list. Lori Wood met him 2 days prior, found out his situation, and legally adopted him so that he would have a guardian so that he can get a heart transplant.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I did see that. Mm-hmm.
And Antoine, let me just say.
It's a great story.
I choose you over Monica to take care of me.
Thank you.
Really?
Oh, come on.
Just stay away from alligators because then you need her.
True. I mean, if you're me, who am I picking? Who are you picking if you're me?
Come on.
That's not even an answer.
Come on, me. Come on.
She does make big piles of beef links. There is that.
Come on.
Blow the trumpet of somebody in your world that's doing good or just something you're proud of. You know, it's going to be a kid. Just not you. This is a time for you to pat somebody else on
Celebrate
the back.
Others.
Go ahead, Monica.
Yeah, I want to say you have to be nice to cashiers, customer service, especially as we approach the holidays.
Amen.
Because people become rude because they're anxious about shopping. They're thinking about their parking spot and all this stuff. Well, I was in the grocery store, and there was a woman in front of me that was being rude, just being disrespectful for no real reason to the cashier. And that cashier still remained friendly. Young girl, still had a smile on her face and just rolled with the punches.
That's good. And it's tough for them because it can really ruin their day.
And I think we don't think about it. We just get all in our own.
And you should know, too, that I do know part two of this story is Miss Monica gouged not one but both of those women's eyes out afterward for being attitude.
Well, I mean, I had to do what I had to do. And I said Merry Christmas after.
Was she an older woman?
There you go.
Older.
Yeah, woman. She was older.
Gross. There's a group of, I don't know what it is, about this one group of individuals. They tend to be women around between 60 and 70 years old, and they just always have this sour look on their face, specifically at the grocery store. There's a word I use for them that it would be my last day on the radio if I ever said it. But they're always mad at everything.
Yeah.
And they always have this sort of submissive husband that follows them around that's being forced to go grocery shopping with them that they bark orders at, and then they yell at every single employee in the place. If you work at a grocery store, you know the kind of woman I'm talking about.
Well, just be nice to people in general.
Yeah, I don't understand
if you go
that.
Out to eat and your servers and things like that, you don't have to be rude.
They're usually working.
I think going out to eat, it's supposed to be like a fun time.
Right. That's and if it's not, go home. Like, why? Just get takeout and go home and just be mad about it at your house.
Yeah.
I never understand people that are out to dinner miserable. Why did you come in the first place?
Just ordered, you know.
Why are quiet people at a Japanese steakhouse? Just be excited. They're throwing shrimp in the air.
Have fun.
When's my food coming? Get takeout and go home.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.